Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off Maseches Eirvin of Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Dalet, and Perek Yud, Mishnah Tesvav. The Mishnah here in Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Dalet is going to discuss three more cases in which a particular activity is allowed only in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Shalaka Be'etzbo, Korich Olav Gemi BaMikdash. That a Kohen who has a wound on his finger may wrap some sort of a bandage around it in the Beis HaMikdash. Of a love of Medina, but he may not do so outside the Beis HaMikdash, that it is Aser Midrabanan to wrap any sort of bandage around a wound on Shabbos, because the bandage helps to heal the wound, and healing procedures are Aser Midrabanan on Shabbos, as we've discussed earlier, that the Chachamim were concerned that people might crush various types of herbs to make medicines on Shabbos, which would be Aser Mida Araisa under the Melacha of Tochein, of grinding, and therefore they decreed that one may not treat any minor aches and pains on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Im Lahotzi Dam Kan V'Kan Aser, but if he ties a reed so tightly around the wound in order to draw blood from it, then this is Aser both in the Beis HaMikdash and out of the Beis HaMikdash, because drawing blood violates an Iser. Midda Arais, it is a tolder of Shechita, of slaughtering. You're not allowed to draw blood on Shabbos, which would be Aser both outside of the Beis HaMikdash and certainly even in the Beis HaMikdash. Second case, says the Mishnah, Bozgin Melech Al Gabi Kevesh Bishvil Shelo Yachaliku. You can crush salt and scatter it on the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach, that the Kohanim don't slip as they're walking up and down the ramp in the Beis HaMikdash, that although this is Aser Midrabanan because it resembles the Melech of Bona of building, it's allowed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, because again, this is only Aser Midrabanan, and a lot of the Gezeiros, the decrees of the Chachamim, became permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. The third case dealt with in the Mishnah is going to involve drawing water from a well with a bucket that is raised and lowered with a wheel. Says the Mishnah, Umimalim mibor hagola, umibor hagadol bagalgal b'Shabbos. You can draw water with a bucket tied to a wheel from a certain type of a well, from the exile's well and the great well, which were located in the Beis HaMikdash. This too is only Aser Midrabanan, but it is permitted, therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's also Midrabanan, as the Bar Tinura points out, because the Chacham were concerned that since it is easy to draw water from a well by means of a wheel, one might draw water to water his garden, which obviously certainly isn't allowed. But again, we're not concerned of such a gezeira in the Beis HaMikdash. Finishing off the Mishnah, Mi Be'er Haker B'Yom Tov. And you may draw water with a bucket tied to a wheel from the well of the from a different type of a well. It was called the well of the source, as the Bar Tinura explains, because it being fed by a spring, it was the source from which people accessed the spring's water, and therefore it's called the special Be'er HaKer, the wall of the source. And even though the well was not in the Beis HaMikdash, it can still be used on Shabbos. That when those who lived outside of Eretz Yisrael traveled to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov and they needed to drink water from this particular well, the Nevi'im, the prophets, were among them, allowed them to do so using a wheel, and once they allowed it, it remained allowed and permissible to draw water from this well on Yom Tov using a wheel, even though the well was not in the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Bar Tinura points out, this permission applied only to that particular well and not to any other well. Last Mishnah of Maseches Eirvin, as the Mishnah is going to give us one more example of something that's Aser Midrabanan, but is therefore nonetheless permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's going to be regarding a sheretz. There are 8 species of creeping animals listed in Sefer Vayikra in Parshas Shmini, and the body of these creepy animals, these little insects, are tame, and they transmit tuma to people or objects with which they come into contact. Now, if a dead sheretz, if a dead creepy crawler animal is found in the Beis HaMikdash, it must be removed, because nothing tame may be brought into the Beis HaMikdash or allowed to remain there. The Mishnah here is going to discuss how a dead sheretz should be removed from the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, sheretz shenimtza b'mikdash kohen motzio Behem Yano, that if a dead sheretz is found in the Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen may remove it with his belt on Shabbos, even though it is mukta and may not be moved in any place outside the Beis HaMikdash, shlo l'shahos es ha-tumah, so as not to keep the tumah in the Beis HaMikdash longer than necessary, that since it is an obligation, it is a requirement to remove tumah objects from the Beis HaMikdash, the sheretz must be taken out immediately. A kohen is therefore obligated to pick it up right away with his belt, even though the belt will become tumah. Div Reb Yochanan ben Broka, these are the words of Reb Yochanan ben Broka. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bitzvas shel eitz, they should pick up the sheretz with wooden, like these wooden tongs, which cannot become tameh. As the Bartanura points out, the Mishnah refers to tongs that consist simply of two wooden blocks that are flat and do not have any sort of area for to hold anything. The wooden utensils on which there is no cavity, which are referred to as pshute kliates, cannot become tameh. Therefore, by using such tongs to pick up the sheretz, the Kohen accomplishes the task without making anything else tameh. And says the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Shlola Rabbo says Tumah, so as not to increase Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, that although it may take some time to find the wooden tongs, and in the meantime the sheretz is going to remain in the Beis HaMikdash, this is preferable to picking it up with his belt and increasing the Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, even for just a short period of time. Now, as we discussed earlier, it is allowed to remove the sheretz even though it is mukta, because the Isser Midrabbanan of mukta is not going to be applicable in this situation. However, the Mishnah is now going to cite an opinion who holds that the mukta prohibition is waived only if the sheretz is found in the most holy parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Meheichon Motzino, so from where in the Beis HaMikdash may we remove a sheretz despite it being mukta? Min ha-heichal u-min ha-ulam u-mi-bein ha-ulam v'la-mizbeach. You can only remove it from the heichal. If you look, a lot of the Mishnayos have different diagrams. The ulam is the area included in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Aron was located, and the Kodesh, where the menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZahav were located. That's the Heichal. The ulam is the area, this large hall at the east of the sanctuary that led from the courtyard into the, like, from the chatzer into the main area of the Beis HaMikdash. And it says the Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Anos, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Anos, that he holds that although the Torah requires that a sheretz be removed from the Beis HaMikdash, the obligation to remove it immediately is not so strong that it overrides other prohibitions. This includes the rabbinic prohibition of mukta. Therefore, if a sheretz is found in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, it must be left there until after Shabbos. However, if it is found in the most holy places, the actual Beis HaMikdash building, and the part of the chatzer between the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach, there it should be removed immediately, since these areas are closer to where the Shechina of Hashem resides. Continuing in the mission, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Makom Shechayav Malzdono Kares V'al Shkagoso Chatos Misham Motzino. So says Rabbi Akiva that we remove a sheretz from any place that a tamei person would get kares for entering on purpose, and is obligated to bring a chatos for entering by accident. Which place? So these places include the main Heichal, which is that, and then it includes the ulam, and it includes the entire chatzer, even beyond the mizbeach. Therefore, if a dead sheretz is found anywhere in the chatzer on Shabbos, it must be removed, according to Rabbi Akiva, and only if it is found added to the chatzer should it be left in place until after Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah here is going to teach what should a person do if a dead sheretz is found on Shabbos in a place from which it may not be removed, meaning beyond the mizbeach, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anos, or out to the chotzer, according to Rabbi Akiva. Says the Mishnah, Shear kal hamekomos, and if a sheretz is found in any other place in the Beis HaMikdash, kofin alav pisach ter, we cover it with a pot, and we leave it until after Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah and the Masechta, for that matter, are going to conclude with a statement that refers back to Mishnah Yod Gimel, which taught us that if the string of a musical instrument used in the Beis HaMikdash broke on Shabbos, its ends may be tied together with a temporary knot. Now, Rabbi Shimon in that Mishnah disagrees, Rabbi Shimon here rather disagrees, though his opinion is not mentioned in that particular Mishnah, and he forbids even a temporary knot because it might lead to making a permanent knot, which would be usher on a midaraisa level. Now, although in that case Rabbi Shimon took a strict approach in Mishnah Dal in Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud Aleph, he was lenient in this regard. The Tanakhama of Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud Aleph stated that if when Shabbos begins, a person is one amma out of the line that marks the tchum of a tani, may not walk more than 2,000 amos from his current place. Rabbi Shimon said that provided that he is within 15 amos of the line, he may walk anywhere within the tchum of the town. So Rabbi Shimon proceeds here to explain why he ruled strictly in one case when it came to the string that you're not allowed to reattach, and there was lenience when it came to the idea of Tchum Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Makom sheitiru lecha chacham mishalcha, nosnu lecha, shlo hitiru lecha, ela misham shavos. Says the opinion of Rabbi Shimon again. Makom sheitiru lecha chacham mishalcha, nasnu lecha. Says Rabbi Shimon that in the place where you are allowed to walk, meaning anywhere within the tchum of the town, they are merely giving you what is yours, meaning to say, even if a person is 15 amos outside the boundary when Shabbos begins, he may go anywhere within the town's tchum, because the markers of a town's tchum are usually placed 15 amos closer to the town than the true actual physical boundary. Therefore, although he is 15 amos beyond the markers, he is still within the tchum, and that ruling therefore is not some special leniency. It simply reflects the reality of the situation, and therefore you can't compare one to the other. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, because the rabbi is allowed to do in the Beis HaMikdash only that which is a rabbinic prohibition and not that which is biblically, so therefore it's forbidden to tie the broken string of musical instrument, even the Beis HaMikdash, because that because some knots are usher on a midaraisa level. But the other case, he was simply lenient, because at the end of the day, you're not doing any prohibition by simply being lenient in that case, because it really is 15 amos more to go in the situation of Tchum Shabbos. Have a great day.